No one was troubled more than how I was troubled. So people ask, but Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, how much he was troubled? Certain Anbiya alayhi salam, they were murdered by they were made shaheed by their people. They were sawn in half. So many things were done to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat was only 23 years. So how come Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that no one was troubled like how I was troubled? The ulama explained, no one had the degree of love like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. You see, if you walk on the road, somebody you don't know, he tells you off or no problem. You don't know him, he's drunk. He tells you something. But somebody you know, your friend, somebody you did favors for, that person harms you in some way. How you feel? My family, my friend, he did this to me. So that relationship is what causes the hurt. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so much of love for the ummah that the trouble that he was given by the ummah, and so much of concern that this ummah of mine mustn't go to Jannah, that it hurt him so much, pained him so much, that Allah Ta'ala had to console him in so many places of the Quran Sharif, that, oh my Prophet, you're going to kill yourself like this. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. With grief, you will kill yourself, you will destroy yourself. In Yasin Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. He's consoling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, most of them are not going to bring iman. So don't take it so much to heart. This was the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the ummah. So when this group will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not worried about himself. Not worried about himself. As soon as they will come to him and say that, look at our situation, intercede on our behalf, he will put everything aside. Allah Ta'ala is most angry on that day. Everybody can see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go straight to the arsh of Allah. He will go beneath the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bow down. He will go down.
Allah.
And he will begin to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to me such praises of Allah Ta'ala which no one knows. Only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to know at that time.
Allah.
How much of ilm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, but even this, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't know those places. At that time, Allah Ta'ala will inspire him, Allah Ta'ala will teach him those places. And he will praise Allah Ta'ala in such a manner for so long, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'asa. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your mubarak. Raise your mubarak. Sal tu'ta.
Allah.
Ask, you will be granted. Ishfa' tushaffa. Intercede, your intercession will be. Now at that time, you are in front of the King of Kings, the key bearer to all treasures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, ask, you will be given. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for the ummah is such that even at that moment, he forgets himself. He doesn't make any request for himself. immediately ummati, ummati, ummati. Ya Rabb, my ummat. My ummat. This is my concern, my ummat. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, he says, read some Quran to me. Abdullah ibn Masud renowned, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I must read to you, wa alayka unzil. Quran Sharif is revealed to you, and I must read to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that I also like to listen to it from someone else. So he starts reading from the beginning of Surah An-Nisa. So he reads quarter, he starts the first quarter of the fifth juz. And he comes to this ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدٍ. How it will be when the witness will be brought for every ummah. In other words, the Nabi of every ummah will have to now testify either in favor or against his ummah. وَجِئْنَا بِكْ, and we will bring you also forward. عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. You will have to now bear witness against your ummah. So when he reads that ayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to Abdullah bin Masud, enough. Abdullah bin Masud, he says that I stopped reading, I raised my head, and I looked at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tears are flowing from his eyes. He's thinking of his ummah. How I'm going to bear testimony against this ummah of mine. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on our behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that intercession. The first people, Allah ta'ala will instruct Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that take all the people from your ummah whom Allah Ta'ala has decreed that there will be no reckoning for them. Tell them to enter Jannat from the right hand side. And they got permission to enter from anywhere. They can enter from anywhere. Then the reckoning will commence. Then all the other types of intercession will commence. But this first intercession will be the intercession that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make on behalf of entire mankind for the reckoning to commence. So these things are all for real. Real. This is the real life. This is the thing that we are working towards. This is what we are striving for. That on the day of Qiyamah, we must be successful. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu assalihati lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Dhalika al-fawzul kabir. That is the great success. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us and we are granted entry into Jannat al-Firdaus, that is the great success. That is what we are striving towards, what we are working towards. Anytime, you know, we get enticed by the attractions and the distractions of this world. You know, our parents, as we start growing up, sometime you're going to your granny's house for a little break, school holiday. Today's time, the children, they don't want to go to granny's house. When we were young, that was your holiday. Now you go to the granny's house. So your father will tell you before you, don't go and embarrass us. You start school. See, in Gujarati, you know, Gujarati language, don't naam puchar. In other words, people go now, whose son is this? Behaving like this, that you whose son is this? Which family does he come from? He said, don't go and embarrass us. Don't go and spoil our name. The love that a father has, the concern that a father has, a mother has, is great. But it's nothing in comparison to the love and the concern that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has. Whenever we get attracted to anything wrong, just think that being an ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can I go and do this? How am I going to face my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If we slip up, we are human. We are human. If we slip up, we make tawbah, we make istighfar. Put ourselves right, pick up the pieces, and keep moving. But we never remain persistent on sin. We never remain persistent on guna, persistent on sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us understanding, grant us tawfiq. Ten past nine is Azan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and improvement. Come on to Sirati Mustaqeem. Make this bond with Allah ta'ala stronger and stronger. The bond with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes stronger and stronger in our lives. We must make dua to Allah ta'ala to bless us with His love. Make dua to Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do this. We must ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us with His love. Ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Love is a very powerful quality. Very, very powerful. When a person has got love for something, then even the sky is not the limit. Even the sky is not the limit. Person has got love for something. Now he can go all out. When the love is lacking in love, then it's a very mediocre relationship. And when the relationship becomes one of love, real love, and we feel the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, feel the closeness, we become Allah's. All the time, everything I'm doing for Allah. Keep reminding ourselves. You wake up in the morning, I'm reading this dua because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me this dua. Keep reminding yourself, I am Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm His ummah. Then this love will grow, become stronger and stronger. When the love comes there, now it's very difficult for shaitan to take the person off. Yes. We may go a little bit off. You know, nowadays with the motor cars, even you want to go off, don't allow you to go off. Some of these motor cars, you want to put all these things off. They want to drive for you. You don't put the indicator to turn. It's not allowing you to. It's pushing you back in the lane. You're going too close to the front car, it's braking. And jinnat inside, doing his own thing. So we want to drive the car. When we get the love of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will become like that. But even we want to go in the wrong thing, immediately, collision will come there. No, you're going to cause a collision. You're going there, you're going to cause an accident there. You just remain on Sirati Mustaqeem. You stay here in the straight path. Don't go this side, that side. It will cause a problem. Even if Shaitan tries to approach from the back also, you know, now they've got 360-degree camera, you know. So you'll have 360-degree protection from Allah. Shaitan want to come from the back also, you'll get warning. Won't allow you. And when that will be the situation in the world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that will be the situation in our qabr also. When we go into the qabr, the malaika of azam whatever things of adab are there in the qabr, they try to approach this person. The Quran that he used to recite in the world, that will come and stand there. Surah Mulk he used to recite, that will come and stand there. Salah that he used to read, that will come and stand there. Whatever good deeds he used to do, they will stand there. This man is under divine protection. Where are you coming? They try to come from the head side, try to come from the legs. This man is under protection. He is under protection. You can't come, you can't approach. Make us from amongst those fortunate.
Amen.
The day of Hashar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must give us a drink from the Kawthar, make sifarish for us, intercede on our behalf. We must be in the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, receive our book of deeds in the right hand, cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, and Allah Ta'ala allow us to enter into Jannah. Jannat al-Firdaus. You ask for Jannah, ask for Jannat al-Firdaus. You must enter Jannat al-Firdaus without any rain. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh wa ilayka yarji'u al-amru kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أو الله أو our most beloved Allah, kind Allah, loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah, O our Allah who loves to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, O Allah. Forgive each and every sin that we have committed, O Allah. From the time we became of age, right up till this very moment, O Allah. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, the sins that we committed openly, discreetly, intentionally, unintentionally, in the darkness of night or in the brightness of day. Ya Allah, those sins that we are committing repeatedly, despite knowing what we're doing is wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us strength to say no to sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength to say no to the whisperings of shaitan, to the promptings of our nafs, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to remain on sirati mustaqim, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with your love, O Allah. Bless us all with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our siblings, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, O Allah. Forgive our family members, O Allah. Our friends, O Allah. Those whose haq is upon us. Those whose ihsan is upon us. Those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all those that have passed on, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah, O Allah. Ya Allah, cause your winds of hidayah to blow in the entire world, O Allah.
Ya Allah, bless us all with hidayatullah. Put us all on sirati mustaqeem. Make us those that follow the sharia, follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us all yours, O Allah. You become ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants, O Allah. We need your divine assistance, O Allah. We need your divine protection, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the courage to do good deeds, O Allah. You give us the strength to stay away from any type of masya, any type of disobedience, O Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we want to give up all our sins, O Allah. We want to give up this life of guna, O Allah. We want to become those that are obedient to you, O Allah. We want to be included in your pious servants, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with wilayat, O Allah. Make us all from amongst the awliya siddiqeen, O Allah. We are weak. We know we are not worthy, O Allah. But you are a kareem, Allah. You give to those who are not worthy, O Allah. We unworthy ones are begging of you, O Allah. Make us yours and become ours, O Allah. Make us yours and become ours, O Allah. Bless us with good character, O Allah. Good akhlaq, O Allah. Remove from us evil character, evil deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and ability to bring about an Islamic environment in our homes, in our marketplaces, in our communities, O Allah. Ya Allah, take all the works of deen from strength to strength, O Allah. Fill our masajid, O Allah. Fill our madaris, O Allah. Fill our makatib, O Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is suffering around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is suffering in Palestine, especially in Gaza, O Allah. Ya Allah, in Sudan, in Somalia. Ya Allah, in so many other places, O Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies have come together to devour the Ummah like a meal, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeing the manifestation of the words of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have become, O Allah, like the dirt on flood waters, O Allah. Weak, spineless, O Allah. Ya Allah, so much of hypocrisy around, O Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah. You come to the aid and the assistance of the Ummah, O Allah. Protect the Ummah, O Allah. Guide the Ummah, O Allah. Forgive the Ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Mujahideen your Nusrat, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Mujahideen your Nusrat, O Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy forces, give them Hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if Hidayat is not written for them, and if they have become obstinate, and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, then, O Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, O Allah. Ya Allah, create division in their ranks, O Allah. Ya Allah, break their economies, O Allah. Ya Allah, cause their ships to sink, O Allah. Cause their planes to crash, O Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, O Allah. You destroy them, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'a kamila, ajira mustaqil ajira. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems. Those that are seeking employment, grant them employment, O Allah. Those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them compatible pious marriage partners, O Allah. Those that don't have children and they want children, O Allah, grant them pious offspring, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of us that have children, keep our children on sirati mustaqeem. Make our children become huffaz. Let them become ulama. Let them become mashayikh. Let them become da'is. Let them become mujahideen, O Allah. Let them become those that will hold the flag of Islam high, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the main worry of ours be the worry of this deen. The worry that we must die with iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman. Give us the ability to carry out good deeds, to stay away from sins. And when the time of our death comes, O Allah, let it be at a time when you are most pleased with us, in an action that is most pleasing to you. At that time, Ya Allah, show us some tajalli of yours. Let us recite the kalima, O Allah, and let our ruh come to you happy, O Allah, and you be happy with us, O Allah. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take us to Umrah, take us to Hajj, take us to Masjid al-Aqsa, O Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us for your deed, O Allah. Accept us, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يا الله you grant نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مقام المحمود مقام الوسيلة يا الله the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم the تابعين the تبع التابعين all those who were instrumental in Deen reaching us grant them high high stages in جنة الله اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين آمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.